This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
What does this mean, Joe Farr, looking at where we're at in the market? So first of all, let's run through the calendar and then what we got on the economic calendar, and then love your thoughts on your perspective on the markets.
Dave, the economic calendar means nothing.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, I mean, especially
I want to run through it quickly.
Nothing matters until you get to March data. I mean, even this week we've got retail sales coming out tomorrow, but that's February data. The only thing that's come out that's very current was last Friday's consumer sentiment, and it did show a pretty large drop in consumer sentiment, which you would expect. So I really don't think looking at what's on the calendar is going to help anyone to anticipate market moves at all. And I don't know how to help anyone anticipate these market moves. It's just, you know, strange times are causing strange reactions.
So true.
Yeah, and extreme volatility. I mean, just like the stock market's had 1,000-point movements in the Dow day in and day out, where, you know, we've seen big movements in MBS prices. I mean, it's looking at from the middle of February to the end of to March 6th, 2 weeks ago, MBS prices had risen by about 2.5 points. You know, that's a big movement over a short period of time. They've fallen almost that full amount in the last week. So that's a big movement the other way.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't a change. There wasn't a situation where, you know, the stock market ran up. Stock market kept falling. People still, you would expect, would need the safe assets that MBS represent. But, you know, maybe the assets are just too low in yield. Maybe there's no longer demand. Maybe cash is king now, you know, and just put it in the bank. So looking at today, Dave, today's important because it does follow a big week in the news. So real quickly, MBS prices are up today about 1.75. They've been up close to 2 earlier in the day. They fell down to, again, a volatile day. They fell to being up only 1% middle of the morning. Now they're back up close to the highs for the day. And, you know, stocks are down again early in the day. They were down 1,800 points or so now. I hadn't looked recently, but last time I looked, they had improved by about 800 points, so a volatile market there. So it was central bank actions over the weekend, the news we should talk about, and that came from the Federal Open Market Committee, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of England, the Bank of Japan, the ECB, the Swiss National Bank, and the People's Bank of China, all announced actions to help stimulate the economy, to help smooth some of the economic risks that are associated with coronavirus. Now, focus on the FOMC, the U.S. Fed, announced another cut in Fed funds rate. You might remember it was a 0.5 point rate cut just a week ago. Now they've cut the Fed, the target range for the Fed funds rate to 0 to 0.25. That's down 1% from where it was before the announcement. They have cut the emergency lending rate, which is the Fed bank loan rate discount rate to banks, by 1.25, down to 0.25 point. And the big thing, we are going back to quantitative easing. The Fed announced a quantitative easing program. They're going to begin purchasing treasuries, mortgage-backed securities. They're going to buy enough to raise the Fed balance sheet by $700 billion, mostly in treasuries, $500 billion in treasuries, $200 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And they've said they're going to make the purchases at a pace so as to not disrupt the market. Well, you know, it's hard to imagine that just the announcement didn't do some of that disruption of the market. Interesting that this action yesterday on Sunday was an unscheduled meeting, but the scheduled meeting's now been canceled. I guess they no longer need the meeting. So don't look for a Fed announcement on Wednesday is what was on the calendar. There is going to be a press conference this afternoon at 6 Eastern time by the Fed Chair Powell. So that would be certainly interesting to get in touch, to check in on. And as I mentioned, the economic data over the last couple of weeks just simply hasn't mattered. About the only thing that's on the calendar that's current enough to provide much information to us is the home builder confidence. It comes out tomorrow. That's a March number. All the other important stuff, like the retail sales data, is February data. And it may show a small impact of the coronavirus, but certainly is not going to reflect what I think we're experiencing right now, what the market's dealing with right now. So, yeah, I wish I had better answers and something to provide for any sort of guidance, but it's just not a situation to be able to do
that. There's just so much unprecedented. Where's interest rates? And I'm looking at the news, like Forbes is saying, will this usher in even lower mortgage rates? And what's really interesting is what we're finding from a lot of aggregators, they're not dropping rates. They are so burdened with so much volume, more than they can handle. And now they're talking about the possibility of more and more people going home, working from home. I mean, this is unprecedented. And so we're going to see a lot of different actions. What's really clear to me, and Joe, I want to get your perspective on this, is it just seems so logical that if aggregators are in fact not going to be, they're just, their appetite's beyond indigested, it's just a clogged up system. You know, Fannie and Freddie, and the fact that the feds are there, I mean, I think this could create an advantage for those companies that are approved by Fannie and Freddie to really start selling into them. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think the backlog of activities, the same whether it's a Fannie Freddie loan or an aggregator's loan, although you are in control of your own action as you're putting, if you're one of the ones putting the securities together, but it's still loans competing for the same resources,
right?
Human resources. So I look for mortgage rates to not reflect as low a lower rate as it could based on normal profit margins, whether it be a Fannie Freddie loan or any other loan.
Yeah, I think there's very good distinct possibility that even though rates could go lower, I'm not sure that they're going to. If they do, they're going to be going to by a few until their pipelines fill up, and then why go lower? I mean, it's just that's what I'm hearing from a lot of our companies that we're working with. So very interesting. Very interesting times. Very unsettling times in certain ways, but this too shall pass. We know this is a temporary. This is the most important part. So it's creating some huge market opportunities. I'm looking at the Dow right now is down 1,956 points, down 8.4%. I think that's the most recent number. It's just really fascinating. So we are in interesting times, Joe Farr, and we're so glad to have you dial in. Looking to have you participate in the Hot Topic segment as we continue on. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, as well as CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Celerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Velma, VendorSurf, Vidyard, and Modex. We're so glad to have all of you here as listeners. Be sure to share this podcast with others. We look forward to having you back here next week. Have a great week, everybody. And do watch out about this coronavirus. Don't let it get over the top for you. Don't let the fear. It's all about leadership, man. How are you leading your organization, or how are you leading in the markets? Be a leader, not a panic spreader, not one that creates the ongoing crisis. Be a leader. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.